serving up tonight's CSC Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Always a fun time when we come down to the Ridge here in Chadron. Back-to-back months, our CSC Sports Roadshow here at the Ridge, brought to you by Security First Bank, our season-long provider of the show, our sponsors. So much thanks goes to them for allowing us to come out once a month on the town with you here for the Roadshow. And saw some Security First Bank folks come on in here tonight to enjoy time at the Ridge, enjoy some dinner. So thanks for the support and for coming on by. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, the show host, and always happy to talk to our student athletes. We have some really, really terrific people that go to Chadron State and are part of our community, and Esteban Bozeman is certainly one of those people. Esteban, really glad you're going to give us some time tonight. Heavily involved with Chadron State school and sports and town stuff, all kinds of things. How you doing tonight, first and foremost?
I'm doing good, Dave. Appreciate the opportunity for being here.
You bet. I know you're a California guy. Are you staying warm with that wind out today?
I'm trying. So you see, I got my big coat today.
Yeah, glad you were able to find a giant parka for Nebraska. A little bit different than California with that wind. But right now you're in the middle of track season. Right. Esteban, tell us about what you do in our track program and how things have been going so far this season.
So far it's been good. Coach Northup gave me the opportunity to come out and run track after football. Very appreciative for that. So it's been going good. Got the chance to compete, get on the 4x1 team. We got a meet coming up this at Kearney this Friday, so looking forward to that.
Kearney, a place where there can be quite a few good track athletes that congregate and gather together. How do you, when you're a track and field athlete, you've also played football, what are some of the differences or similarities in kind of scouting and getting ready for who you guys are going to face? How's it going to be when you get ready for the Kearney event?
For myself, I would say it's just tuning into yourself, right? Blocking out the outside. No, it's kind of very similar to football, right? Even more competitive, you ask me. You know, so getting the three guys together on that 4x1 team, getting together, you know, talking, make sure we're all on the same page.
4x1 team. So I heard there was a runoff for spots on that 4x1 team. How does that work when you've got more than four guys who want to get on that 4x1 team?
It worked out by five of us being in one heat and competing for the spot. So it was great competition, and then four of us, top four, came, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then there it was.
That's awesome. Now that with the competition coming up, you guys feel like you have a good chance to do well out there at Kearney?
Definitely. We come for redemption too. After some 2 weeks ago, we didn't get the results we wanted. So now we're coming with some redemption, looking forward to coming in first place.
Hopefully you won't be running into a wind like we have here tonight in Kearney, right?
Right. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's behind us.
Now, in your track and field career, whether it be high school or college, have you ever had to run in, say, conditions like we've got here today in Nebraska?
Never. It's always been nice 70, 60-degree weather, nice little ocean breeze.
Oh, yeah.
Never nothing like this.
Did you, when you're out in California as a kid, did you train running up and down the beach or anything?
Yeah, definitely. Beaches, hills, on the beach, right on the coast, everything, all type of,
Kind of tough running in sand.
It is. That's good resistance for you. So, you feel me? Yeah.
Kind of builds up the muscles a little bit.
It does. That resistance, that power he gives you, you go from the sand to the turf or to the track, you know, makes you more explosive.
Esteban Bozeman, our first guest here tonight on the CSC Sports Road Show, track and field athlete, going to run with the 4x1 team at Kearney coming up. Esteban, do you do any individual events for the track side, or are you doing relay exclusive right now?
Relay and 100 meter.
All right, so what do you expect out of the 100 meter group this week? What are your goals for that?
For myself, my goal is to keep getting better every week. My first meet in 3 years, ended up running like 11-1. Last week, I probably ran like a 10-9, so I'm, you know, slowly knocking down the time. That's my goal for myself. I'm seeing improvement every week.
Yeah, and you have had to battle through some injuries during your college career. What kind of injuries have you gone through? How's the rehabilitation been? And having to overcome some of those challenges when you can't get out there and run or get on the football field?
So in 4 years, I haven't had two torn ACLs. It's been difficult, right? But with a good support system and people by my side, right, giving me the motivation, the courage, and the confidence, you know, overcome it, which I did. You know, I'm here right now, you know.
Yeah.
So it shows a lot. It shows me a lot about myself, and it gives me the confidence to know anything in front of me, I can accomplish it. I can get over it.
Absolutely. A success story in endurance and staying with it, Esteban Bozeman certainly is. Esteban, let's move into another topic now. The big event, big community service event just happened here in Chadron, and you were a big part of that. Tell the listeners and folks here listening what you did with that event this year.
Right. So I had the opportunity to volunteer and do an internship with the big event. Throughout my time here as a football player, we were part of the big event, right? We all in the park, laying wood chips, raking leaves. fixing gardens. So this time I wanted to be on a different side of it, right? Be involved in it, setting it up, the preparation of it. So I got the opportunity to be the recruiting coordinator for the big event this year, where I kind of was responsible for recruiting students, getting students involved and seeing how students, what they liked about the big event, what prizes they liked, you know, what got them excited about the big event. How
sure.
can we get more students? Things of that nature.
Now you're a kind of a natural leader, and I'm sure you would say your leadership skills over the last few years have really developed
definitely,
here at Shadron
definitely.
State. Now being on that leadership side of the big event, was it what you expected compared to being on the other side as just a participant, or what were your thoughts on the new side of your participation?
To be honest, I don't know. It was definitely a difference, right, because I got to see, like, the behind the scenes, right? You never know what's going on until you're actually in it. So then I got to be in it. I'm like, okay, this is how it works. There's a lot of work that goes into it.
Yeah.
So then you start to appreciate the work that people put in a little more, right, as that leadership role. So, like, okay. So, yeah.
10-year anniversary party was pretty
yes,
cool.
No,
good food.
Big.
A lot of big, important
good people
there, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, Chancellor was in town, President. What'd you make of that event celebrating 10 years?
Oh, it was great seeing all the faces that came through Shadron and the different things they're doing, getting down to sit down and talk with them, seeing what they're doing in life now, getting, you know, just to get information from them to see what they've done with the things they've learned here.
Got Esteban Bozeman with us here today on the CSC Sports Roadshow. Come on down to the Ridge. We're live here tonight in Shadron. Our show is always presented by Security First Bank. And part of how you've been a big leader in town and on campus, Esteban, is through social justice efforts. And what kind of things are you really involved in regarding improving social justice awareness
right.
in Shadron and on the campus community?
Right. So this comes back to my upbringing right at home. My dad has been heavily involved. My mother, like the work they do. So it's kind of something I was kind of brought up around, right? I've always been involved in the community. So I felt like it would kind of be a disservice to them and myself if I didn't come here and do what I was taught to do.
Right.
I've been a part of programs. I'm part of a program back at home called the Brotherhood Crusade. And there they get boys and young men of color to come together, right? They provide resources and opportunities, scholarships, just to give us a different aspect of life that we don't get to see all the time, or people from the inner city don't get to see. So there, we got the opportunity last summer to speak at a march, unity march, with 200 students, right, different people of Los Angeles, and got to present in front of the 10, 12, 15 sports teams of Los Angeles.
Wow.
Got to talk to them about unity, why it's important, and why we need their leadership in our community.
Boy, that's an exciting experience, a really, really good experience.
Yes, sir.
What around here in Shadron, you know, there have been some groups who've come together
yes,
and tried to raise some awareness. What things in Shadron or on the campus or around do you feel like we've got now or may need to see in the future to try to further things?
One of my biggest things I've liked that we've done so far was in 2019, me and a couple students got together, and we got to sit down with President Dr. Ryan.
Yeah.
And we talked about getting MLK Day as a to honor MLK Day. And we sat down, gave him a proposal why we believe this should be happening. And he took our information and he did it. And now it's something, it's a day that's going to be recognized forever. So that was one of the biggest things. We're seeing improvements every day. We're looking to get more student representation from, like, the sports, athletics, right? Letting them feel comfortable in their space.
Yeah.
That's what's being worked on right now.
Well, that's exciting stuff, Esteban. Great leadership role you've taken in your role here on campus and in town, and even back home in L.A., where
yes,
there's
sir.
Such a huge population of folks that
yes,
you can
sir.
Affect positively and bring people together. Esteban Bozeman with us here on the CSC Sports Roadshow. Let's get into the school sports balance a little bit today, Esteban. Now, academics, I know, are always really, really important to you.
Yes,
you care a lot about the grades, and you always care about the sports as well. You know, you
right.
play two sports, but mixing them together can be a tough deal. A lot
difficult.
Of people don't understand what
difficult.
All goes into it. What are some of the biggest challenges of being a student and student-athlete?
All right, it's all about finding the time, right? You talked about my leadership, right? I wouldn't have got here without the leaders who I follow, right? Kevin Coy. Priest Jennings, Jordan Wise, Stephen Brown, right? I had some good people to look after and follow, right, who did the same thing.
Yeah.
So they kind of molded the path for me to follow, right? So making a balance of knowing when to watch the film, when to do the homework, right, when to go out, you know, when to not go out, when to stay in, when to lock into your assignments. And so it's you just have to know what you want out of it. And early on, I found out what I wanted out of this, and that allowed me to excel both on the field, on the track, and in the classroom. And outside the classroom as well.
Yeah, I know, and we talked about the injuries and the ACLs, and right. this has set you back a little bit, especially in football. I know you didn't get on the field as much as right. as you wanted to with injuries and those things, but I'm sure you learned a lot about how to Definitely. Handle adversity Definitely. In those situations.
Definitely, and that's what it was, adversity. Everything's not going to go your way.
Yeah.
I learned that early on. Like, you can do everything in your willpower to try your hardest, but everything's not going to – I'm glad I learned this now, right? Later on in life, I know how to attack situations. I know how to deal with situations. I know how to – I have a younger brother. So when he goes through this, right, he's in junior college right now. I'm going to show him, if this happens, this is how you react to it. You know, don't be mindful of what's going on, right? Be where your feet are and just, you know, soak it all in.
Yeah, you got it. Esteban Bozeman with us here today on the show. We got to dive into the future plans for you,
yes,
because
sir.
you're going to be graduating in the spring, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's your degree?
Communications.
Communications, okay. So where do you take that next? What's the next step for you after you are a degree holder from Shadrach State College?
So my plan or my idea right now, I've learned a lot, right, with my communications. I know that I'm allowed to tap into the different interests I have, right? With my communications, I can get involved to social justice. I can get involved to the public health. I can get into marketing, advertising.
Yeah.
Or things I like, things I know that I can make a career out of, and I can make an effect change somewhere. So currently, I'm looking to been applying to grad school, a couple okay. schools back in California, some in the Midwest. A couple interviews coming up, so
right.
hopefully, you know, yeah, that's what's going on now, so we'll see what happens.
A communications major and all these things you've done at CSC, you got to nail those interviews, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I should be ready.
Yeah, you'll be ready. We wish you great luck on those. And then we were talking at the 10-year anniversary not long ago at for the big event last week about public service and going
yes.
into jobs and careers in that kind of field.
Right.
Maybe dive into a little bit more of that and what you'd like right. to do in serving the public.
And that goes right back to, like I said, like my upbringing, my childhood, right? My dad works for at-risk youth. So he's always having me and my younger brother around these people, around these kids, right, helping them, showing them, like, the right way to do things, right? My mom's works for a private health foundation, right? She's always in the community, giving back to the community. And that's why I want to figure out, what can I do? Where can I add my value? Where can I be useful? Who can I impact? So that's why I wanted to get into the public health to see how can I use my communications skills, right, my passion, my enthusiasm, my creativity to assist people, right, to make them reach their full potential.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And you have used a lot of those traits and skills to have a positive effect on your teammates, the school, the community, and just doing great things in Shatter. Right. We know you're on to big and better things as
yes,
well,
sir,
too, continuing to move forward. Esteban Bozeman, our first guest tonight on the CSC Sports Roadshow. All the best of luck to you, Esteban.
Appreciate
Thanks so
it,
much
Dave.
For sharing your story and
Thank
all this
you.
Great stuff that you're up to.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the opportunity to come out here and talk. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. All right, we will take a break, come back with our next guest on the Roadshow tonight. We've got Eagle offensive coordinator Micah Smith talking CSC spring football after this.